Harrison Butker kicked a 51-yard field goal as time expired, and the Kansas City Chiefs kept alive by a pass interference call on Bengals safety DeJuan Anthony on fourth down in the final minute and rallied to beat the Cincinnati Bengals 26-25 Sunday. Coach Reed talked about the game.
You know, it's good for the NFL, these kind of games, and it's good for us, so it challenges us, and we can get better. You know, that's what we need to take out of this one. It was a good win. It's a good team, but we've got to continue to work on some of the small things here.
The Chiefs go to Atlanta this Sunday night to play the Falcons. Other games yesterday, the Las Vegas Raiders beat Baltimore 26-23. It was Arizona over the L.A. Rams 41-10. Pittsburgh beat Denver 13-6. Houston defeated Chicago on Sunday Night Football 19-13. Minnesota, a big win over San Francisco 23-17. Seattle beat New England 23-20. Washington beat the New York Giants 21-18. L.A. Chargers win again as they beat Carolina 26-3. New Orleans with a big win over Dallas 44-19. Green Bay beat Indianapolis 16-10. It was Cleveland over Jacksonville 18-13. New York Jets beat Tennessee 24-17. Tampa Bay defeated Detroit 20-16. Tonight, the Atlanta Falcons will be in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Isaiah Kinnear Falefa had three hits, including a go-ahead single in the fifth inning as the Pittsburgh Pirates avoided a three-game sweep with a 4-3 win over the Kansas City Royals on Sunday. Royals' Seth Lugo will start tonight's game in the opener of a three-game home series with the Detroit Tigers. Nathan Lukes drove in the winning run with a double in the eighth inning as the Toronto Blue Jays beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 Sunday to complete a three-game sweep. Cardinals' Andre Pallante will start tonight in the opener of a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Looking at college football from Saturday, Jaquindon Jackson ran for 147 yards and a touchdown, and Taylen Green picked up 96 yards on the ground with two scores as Arkansas beat Alabama Birmingham 37-27. Brady Cook passed for a touchdown and ran for another TD, helping number 6 Missouri top number 24 Boston College 27-21. Jacob Clark threw two touchdown passes. Jacardi Wright ran for two more scores, and Missouri State defeated Lindenwood 28-14 Saturday night. Michigan looks like it has a problem at quarterback. Khalil Mullins ran for a career-high 153 yards and two touchdowns to help the 17th-ranked Wolverines overcome Davis Warren's three interceptions in a 28-18 win over Arkansas State on Saturday. Looking at high school football from this past weekend, on Saturday, the Liberty Eagles get a big win as they beat Thayer 42-16. Friday, it was the West Plains Zizzards with a win over Hillcrest 35-7. Ava beat Mountain Grove in a big SEA battle 20-12. Willow Springs got by Kabul 14-13. And Houston beat Salem, Missouri 28-7. In Arkansas, Melbourne defeated Cave City 48-0. Salem, Arkansas lost to Newport 42-6. Hoxie lost to Paragould 19-6. Walnut Ridge beat Earl 44-30. Isser County was shut out by Quitman 42-0. Pocahontas lost to Brooklyn 21-14. And Batesville lost to Southside 31-7. High school volleyball today, the Ava Lady Bears will host Forsyth. Donovan is at home with Central. Dora will host Fordland. Liberty's at Fairgrove. Couch at Gainesville. Eminence is at Lesterville. Willow Springs at Licking. Kabul at Mansfield. Hoxie plays host to Harrisburg. Mountain Home will host Brooklyn. And Walnut Ridge is at Newport. We do have high school baseball on the schedule today, weather permitting. Alton at home with Donovan. Koshkonong at Couch. Licking at Crocker. Gainesville at Norwood. And Bakersfield at Winona. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.